Recording with external microphone. All right, guys, welcome back to episode one. The tentative title here is shit. Can you hear me? Can you guys hear me? Okay, yeah. There's a meter on the application here. Great. So I'm gonna be listening to probably various music while I'm doing this, this is probably going to be a podcast at first, but I might eventually go a different direction with it, because that's how I roll. Right, so, anyways, during the break, I got some almonds. I've got a thing I'm going to munch on here. It's got 5 super grains. What do you guys think about super grains? What do you think about super grains, bunny? She says, I can tell you guys that they're ancient. That's a true statement, that ancient grains is not hype. But this is not endorsement for any one particular grain. All right. But for real, though, guys. We're coming up on a minute here. So here's why I'm doing this. I'm doing this because I've never done a podcast before. So I'm just going to, like, keep all the mistakes in here. So if any other aspiring casters or creative types, you know, they want to see the learning process or something, or maybe this is just going to be for posterity for me. I don't know, maybe 10,000 years from now some anthropologist will pick this shit up and be like, this guy was okay. Or maybe they'll be like, he was a complete asshole. It really doesn't matter. So let me get to a topic. I think I might go into time syncing a little bit less than I had originally intended to, because it does sound so cliche. Maybe I'll write something up a little more detailed, a little more convincing, and an actual argument of sorts. So it's not hashed out yet. I'm just gonna skip that. But I can talk to a couple things which are really more inquisitive. So the surprise I had earlier turned into a different surprise, which turned into another surprise. I don't know if that makes a lot of sense, because you have no idea what I'm talking about. August 19th, yesterday, was my sister's birthday. Happy birthday, Sarah, belated. And the day before that was my friend Derek's birthday. And happy birthday, Derek. And I had come up with this crazy fucking idea as a present try and do a little charity, try and do a little artwork, you know, make a personalized gift to Derek and my sister. And I thought, well, that's kind of like a cop-out combining them, you know? I don't know. I mean, they're both adults. You guys could share, right? I can't speak for you guys. I think you guys are pretty good peeps. See, my sister, female, you know, that's how she identifies. Derek's a male. That's how he identifies. I don't know, I'll probably edit this out later or not. I don't know, maybe it'll be a good topic of conversation. Awkward moments on air. Did I tell you guys what the tentative title of the show is? Well, better ask an expert. Yeah, because I'm just, a lot of people mistake me for an expert, which is great. It really works out to my advantage. Anyways, what I was going to do was make a short video, and in this video I would be walking around the streets of Minneapolis, and in any urban area you're gonna run into panhandling or transients or, you know, homeless people that are asking for, you know, donations or anything, money or a hug, who knows. But for whatever reason, at this juncture in society, they're, like, you know, pretty stigmatized. And I think some of that is because people are like, oh my gosh, you guys are crazy. Well, yeah, I mean, a good portion of the homeless are mentally ill. We don't have the social service capacity, apparently, to take care of there's veterans are also another vulnerable group. A lot of mental health issues coming out of, you know, a war theater. I mean, whatever. I mean, I could go on a tear about this. Anyways, point is, transients asking for handouts. Hey man, you got a dollar? I'm just trying to get to the bus. I'll be like, I'm sorry, look, I don't normally carry cash, but today you're in luck, because what do you know? I got some cash. Could you help me out? It doesn't matter if you do or don't, I'll still throw a couple bucks your way, and I got these granola bars. You can have a couple of those if you want. Whatever, it's cool. I mean, I literally came out here with the intention to do this. I'm creating a project, a video for my sister and friend for their birthdays, and I was just gonna, you know, go around and donate, do a little bit of charity work in their name, because they've inspired me to do so. And I wasn't, you know, sure if this was, if people would respond to this or not. You know, I'm still a little doubtful of it, because guess what, I haven't done it. So maybe it's the thought that counts, guys, right? I mean, that's a cop out. All right, anyway, I'm gonna move it along. Happy birthday, guys. I'll put something cool in this episode and dedicate it to you, Sarah and Derek, and anyone else who has a birthday today. Maybe there's comments. Maybe you can email me, tweet at me. Oh God, please tweet at me. I'm so desperate. No, but if you do, my Twitter handle, Philzor, right? That's what it is right now anyways. It might change. I might do something different later. I might do one just for this show. I'm liking the working title, Better Ask an Expert. Anyway, let me look at where I'm at with the time. Alright, we're good. Moving forward. The other topic I had, I wanted to talk to is, on the break, I said earlier I had a headache. Then I thought, I don't have any Tylenol or any painkillers. Oh, you know, normally I hate using genericized terms. Tylenol, by the way, is a trade name by, I believe it's McNeil, for just acetaminophen. I mean, it's your typical, you know, you can throw it in a drip, blah, blah, blah. Acetaminophen. You know, every first aid kit should have it, pretty much. And also some sort of NSAID. But, you know, you guys, read the drug warning labels. They're there for your benefit. They're usually pretty accurate. Don't be worried that the FDA is out there, you know. It's okay to take your tinfoil hat off every once in a while, folks. Just ground yourself. But yeah, like, if I had a really splitting headache that was debilitating, I would have taken some painkillers. I probably would have smoked pot, but that tends to get people high, I've noticed. And I didn't want to just, like, rocket to the moon here. I wanted to do this show. So, fuck a duck, Mick. Where are we at? Yeah, the thing I was going to bring up is this, I totally lost track. Oh, essential oils. Yeah, you're like, whoa, 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 shut up, Phil. What are you, some sort of new age hippie? Yes, are you? Why are you judging? Just stop. Why can't we be friends? No, but really. Yeah, I just threw some peppermint on the temples. Just a little bit of, just one drop on my hands. Fucking fingertips to the temples. Kind of helps, you know? The other thing is, like, I just checked my, you know, raided my medicine drawer, and there was no painkillers in there. They're expensive anyway, you know, like, unless you go to, like, get a bulk one or buy them online. I bought some stuff online once. I don't remember if I even ever got it. Oh, yeah, I did, yeah. No, thanks for reminding me. I'm probably gonna edit that out. That's just stupid. Or not, I don't know. Maybe I'll have a director's cut. Yeah, director's cut. Who's directing this? Bunny asks who's directing this. Chaos. Chaos is direct. You know what? That's going in the credits. It's only fair. I mean, that's pretty much the whole point, really. No. should I be taking, like, direction notes of what's happening here? I mean, like, I wish I could be video recording this, but I don't look good on camera, but it would at least give me some notes. Just maybe, like, animate over my face. Should I do a rotoscope, like, YouTube thing? God, that would take forever. I don't know. Right, back to present moment. Essential oils. I'm all, you know, whatever. I got roped into some multi-level marketing stuff. I'll admit it. Whatever, it's cool. It's not like, you know, running me into the ground. But this stuff, actually, some of it works. And it got me thinking to something that's actually a lot more important than essential oils. But just the idea of having, you know, psychosomatic healing or psychosomatic illness. You know, like, where your brain ultimately is what's, you know, responsible for interacting with your body's various functions. So when you're sick or have an ache, you know, those are sensors that are sending information along your central nervous system to your brain, and then your brain's like, look, you got this headache, what the fuck, take care of this shit, blah blah blah. Could be any number of things is the problem, because it's not specific as to what's causing it. Maybe you're dehydrated. Maybe it's caffeine withdrawal. Maybe you're just fucking shit out of luck and you get headaches. Whatever. If that's you, I'm really sorry. I mean, I hope you find something that helps. Whatever. I digress. But, you know, every study, every double-blind study, speaking of the FDA, speaking of pharmaceuticals and painkillers and all that stuff, and all those great, lovely people over there at the FDA who run rigorous tests on the ever-growing and competing interests of the pharmaceutical companies. I don't know. The conspiracy theorists argue that the FDA is a farce and that it's just really there to make people become okay with the fact that Big Pharma's doing a number on society by introducing all these crazy drugs to us, and yet the natural remedies, you know, cannabis advocates say, like, you guys are just, look at what they're doing. They're making these pills. I mean, some of these pills really help people, you know, but maybe that's, I get the feeling that these big companies are pretty greed-driven and pretty evil, just given their track record with special interest groups and influencing politics. And it's like, there's all this proof, you know. It's not, like, secret, you know. People are like, oh, the secret, you know, the Illuminati, blah, blah, the power hierarchy. You know, but no, like, go search on the internet. Go fucking do any short search, and you'll be able to link a lot of things quickly together in a scholarly fashion. You can build a bibliography. You know, the ivory towers are finally starting to open up a little bit, and you have access to lots of academic papers and journals without having to pay. But there's still a lot of that shit locked up, which is unfortunate. Anyway, where was I going? Essential oils to, where are we now? Essential oils are great. You know, ask me more about them. I'll put links to things because I'm trying to make money. Yeah, why are you doing this, Phil? Why? Well, it's a completely selfish reason. I'm doing this for artistic expression. And if I make some money, that's pretty sweet. So I'm going to plug shit, yo. If you want to plug, I don't need compensation. Just ask. I might tell you no, because I, you know, but it's not going to hurt. I mean, live a little. Throw some shit down there in the comments. Is this a desperate plea for comments or emails or tweets? I wouldn't say it's desperate. Is it a plea? Most definitely a plea. But whatever. That's cool. Coming up on the half hour here, I think, almost. I don't know, 14 minutes in segment 2. Am I going to do 15-minute segments? I really got to pull this shit together. I've got all kinds of ideas. I wrote things down that I wanted to talk about and put them on little post-it notes. Oh, Great. So after the break, maybe I'll actually get to the point of what I was talking about, which was a meta study of people that the FDA trials, you know, there are people that in a double blind study are given sugar pill, placebo, something allegedly inert. I usually trust that it is, but you never know. Maybe there's something weird in the placebo. We can't control everything. That's why they pick large study groups. Anyway, so placebo is going to be the topic when we come back. All right. So that was a short break. I'm actually still writing down what I want to talk about, but, you know, fuck a duck. I'm recording this from my car. It's a 2004 Audi A4 Quattro 1.8 Turbo. It's really important you guys know that, it's not just because I have a small dick that I'm telling you about my car. It's actually really like cars. I'm a big car fan. I could talk about this. I could do a whole thing on just cars. Problem is, I would diverge and it wouldn't be very fun to listen to, because here's me with a stereotype of people that listen to car blogs. Like, you know, gearheads are really into just like geeking out and shit, but it's kind of weird when like a social group such as tuners or people that are like motorsports enthusiasts and what have you, get together, you know, everyone just has a real big smile on their face. That's why I like going to back to the 50s at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Is it's not just the cars. I mean, all those cars are people. And I'm always reminded of this cartoon where these aliens visit the planet and they think that the predominant life is actually the car, and that, you know, they assume that the people inside the cars are information or workers or parasites or something. Like, that's, and it really makes me think, you know, like, what do we look like to people that have a different perspective than us? I'm not just saying extraterrestrials, but I mean, really, if there is a power hierarchy and you're at the top of it and you're looking down, a car might actually be a more personable than a person, because I mean, what are you to Walmart? You're just a dollar sign. Have you been to a Walmart lately? I just went to one, and it was really a depressing experience. I mean, duh. But they have these cameras up in front of their store. Like, they look like these sentry turrets, man. They're these huge metal arms, gray boxes, three of them on each little pole that they have set up, and they're set up like turrets around a castle. It's like Fort Walmart, you know, because that's a deterrent. My conspiracy theorist says that those cameras are there for, Bunny's leaving, by the way. She says bye. She's got to catch a flight. Yeah, she's going to hop in her X31 and hop on over to the whatever. I don't know. Later, Bunny. Fuck was I? There's going to be a lot of silence editing on this. It sucks, because normally Bunny would jump in here and say something really funny, or, you know, say something thought-provoking, but she's... Ciao. I might have to actually just pause and rewind and listen to what the hell I was talking about, because I totally forgot. That's totally awesome. This is why you better ask an expert, by the way. Because they'll know exactly. Oh, yeah, trials. FDA. Placebo trials. Here we go. I should have just written down placebo on my notes here. I would have known what the fuck I was talking about. I put down the letter P. But placebo, yeah, let's... A whole... has there been a study on just people that found positive, you know, that had... It's funny that you say positive, because in statistically what you're trying to do is disprove the null hypothesis, and the null hypothesis is the assumption that there's no difference between the drug and the population of the study. That's apparently a really hard concept for anybody in the Republican Party to understand, because they have no idea what they're talking about. On one hand, I kind of wish Trump was president, because wouldn't that be fucking awesome? It'd be terrible, but it'd be terribly awesome at the same time. I digress. We'll talk about Trump later. I'll put that. I mean, you know, I don't even need to write Trump down. He's just a fucking jackass. I'm sure he'll say something stupid. I'll talk about it. Anyway, placebo. Has there been a study on people who... their symptoms that they were being treated for, the treatment was effective. That was better than placebo, but we're in the placebo group, meaning that they felt better when they actually took no drug at all. Are those people linked somehow? Are there people that find themselves in multiple studies and multiple things help them? I mean, it would seem to me at that point, there's a meta study that could provide a greater dimension of analysis, because if all of your placebo participants, I mean, wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't you want to be one of the lucky ones that actually doesn't have to take the drug to feel better? They just fucking are like, yeah, man, they just tell me it feels better, and it does, you know, or I think it does, or society tells me. That'd be great. You'd save hundreds of millions of dollars per year. I'm surprised these pharmaceutical companies don't just, like, give them poison. I know, that's terrible. But, I mean, if their drugs aren't doing anything for them, they're still going to buy them off the shelves later, right? Are they told that they were given placebo? How does that even work? I think there needs to be a study done on people that respond to placebo. I'm sure there's millions of them out there, and I just haven't fucking done a goddamn Google search on it. But, you know, maybe you guys have something. Maybe. Probably. Throw me a bone here. All right, that's going to be the absolute, positively fucking no-go situation end of our show. It looks like Sean White is dropping in from a helicopter right now on his, you know, he's got a nice board, not some fucking basic Burton bullshit. That shit's basic, all right? Roll fizzle beef.